Does this Supreme Court case really matter? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. By now you've heard that what we've come to call Obamacare goes on trial this week before the Supreme Court. And I hear all this speculation. Which way will the court rule? Will it uphold the individual mandate? Can the government force Americans to buy a product? But nobody's even thought to ask whether the court ruling even matters. It can overturn the law, but can it really protect us from having to pay for someone else's health care? Now, I know there are people who pretend there's a way not to pay for somebody else's health care. But let me just ask you a question. If someone you love gets sick, what do you tell them? Do you say, "Oh, I'm really sorry, but things are a little tight right now. We're just going to have to let you die. But please don't take it personally." Of course you don't say that. You say, "We're going to fight this. We're going to get the best doctor and the best healthcare team, and we are not going to let you down. We are going to beat this thing." That's what you say. And if insurance won't cover it, you will call your friends. You'll go on Facebook. You put out cookie jars. You go to your church. And if all else fails, you'll wait until it's a matter of life and death and demand treatment and just not pay. Or file bankruptcy. And the hospital will get its money by raising everybody else's prices. So one way or another, whether it's through bake sales or bankruptcy, we will all end up paying for each other's health care, no matter what the Supreme Court does. Supreme it may be, but it can't change human nature. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.